This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, March 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. All through the pandemic last year, the Federal Paycheck Protection Program has provided millions of small businesses with some much-needed cash to help keep the doors open and avoid laying off workers. But even as many businesses along Main Street continue to struggle, the program still has $100 billion sitting untapped in its coffers.
The Biden administration is particularly concerned about the very small businesses, so those businesses that have, you know, fewer than 20 employees, and businesses that are helmed by sole proprietors, independent contractors, self-employed workers. The administration has really said that it wants to help those kinds of businesses access the program better.
Coming up, we'll check in with our small business reporter, Amara Omokwe. She's been looking into why more businesses haven't applied for PPP funds, and how the government is trying to smooth out the process before a looming deadline. And we'll hear from a Dallas area small business owner about the challenges he's faced in navigating the system. That's after the break.
This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
For many small business owners who receive funds through the Paycheck Protection Program, frustration with the system drove them away when it came time to apply for more money. But as the program's expiration date draws closer, the government is taking steps to iron out the pain points and connect business owners with forgivable loans. In a moment, we'll ask a custom furniture store owner in Dallas about his experience with the program. But first, we've got our small business reporter, Amara Omokwe, with us. Amara, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So it seems all we hear about is the struggle that businesses are facing, and yet $100 billion is sitting untouched in the PPP. Why haven't businesses scooped up that money?
Well, JR, it's actually more than $100 billion that is untouched right now. And the Biden administration is particularly concerned about the very small businesses, so those businesses that have, you know, fewer than 20 employees, and businesses that are helmed by sole proprietors, independent contractors, self-employed workers. The administration has really said that it wants to help those kinds of businesses access the program better. And the concerns about those businesses sort of stems back to last year when the Paycheck Protection Program first opened. You may remember that very small businesses, those that are a little bit less sophisticated, that don't have access to accountants and consultants, they really struggled to navigate the program and all the rules and all the changing guidelines. And also businesses that didn't have existing relationships with lenders, especially at the beginning of the Paycheck Protection Program, really had trouble accessing the program because, of course, the loans are issued by lenders themselves. And so all of these things are now playing into what the Biden administration says it wants to do to help these businesses better access the program.
Yeah, let's talk about the tweaks that the administration wants to make. How are they hoping to make it easier for businesses to connect with the loans that are available?
So the Biden administration recently announced several changes. One of the things that they rolled out was a 14-day window when only businesses with 20 or fewer employees can actually be approved for the Paycheck Protection Program loans. And so that 14-day period is ongoing and it ends on March 9th. The other thing that they did is they revamped the way that sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed workers can calculate their loan amount. So previously, the loan amount calculation relied on net profit. And so a lot of these very small businesses with few or no employees, if they showed a loss for their net profit, they could only get a very small or no PPP loan. So now the administration has tweaked the formula so that these businesses can focus instead on gross income. And so they're anticipating that that will allow businesses to get more in funding than they would have previously been eligible for.
Many of the rules surrounding these loans have been frustrating for millions of business owners. Among them is Justin Burgess. He's the owner of the custom furniture maker Decodense Gallery and Studio in Dallas. And he joins me now to talk about it. Justin, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you, JR, for having me.
So tell me about the experience you had the first time you applied for funds through the PPP program.
The requirements to pull together documents, complete the application, and fulfill those requirements were part of the process. And at the time, the program was based on the number of employees you had and the payroll. We primarily operate by subletting work to contractors. So we had one employee. And so the basic rules and guidelines of the program were not beneficial to us. And at the time, there was no consideration for if you didn't have the current tax return completed, which, again, this program was implemented in March of 2020. So 2019 returns weren't even due yet. So, and mine was not ready. And there was no way then to implement or to take advantage of any of the potential net income that would be on the Schedule C. So it was just strictly based on the number of employees and the payroll. So it made for a very small amount for all that work.
How much did you wind up getting?
The total was $3,100.
Okay. Now, when it was time to go ahead and you had an opportunity to reapply, why were you initially resistant?
Because of my experience the first go-around. Again, there was, you know, a lot of the paperwork involved. And even though I don't want to sound ungrateful, I was grateful for what I did receive because it was a very difficult period and it still would have been helpful. But it's not enough to really make a huge difference. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of work, again, for a very small return. And this year I have no employees, so due to the COVID. And so it's like, why even bother? Was my attitude. It just is not geared to a small mom and pop type business.
What kind of changes are being made to the system that might change your mind about applying for more funds?
The Biden administration announced some rule changes that were very beneficial to small mom and pops such as myself who have no employees. And now, instead of it being based on line 31, which is your net income on the Schedule C, it's based on line 7, which is your gross receipts. And that is a light years of difference in what is now possible. And after I was aware of these changes announced last week, it became much, much more desirable to proceed. Now, there was still a lot of confusion. Again, the SBA, you know, wasn't quite ready to release the rules surrounding the administration's desired directive. And so finally, there have been some SBA guidelines come forth.
Now, if you do get the money you apply for, how are you hoping to put that money to work?
Well, number one, pay myself. I've really had no income other than just covering expenses. But you can use it to pay yourself because it is part of that program's primary purpose. But will also help with one of the primary things I'm needing to do is focus on re-energizing my web presence. And so I hope to maybe be able to get a new website implemented. And that should help me going forward as the economy hopefully improves, as COVID, as the vaccine rollout occurs, and some of the pent-up demand that exists starts, you know, to become prevalent in the marketplace.
Okay, that's Dallas business owner Justin Burgess. Justin, thanks for being here.
Thank you, JR. It was my pleasure.
So, you know, Amira, like we just heard from Justin, there have been some pain points in these programs, and there have been fits and starts in trying to smooth those out and make sure that a lot of businesses can connect with these funds.
Yes, and a lot of that goes back to the fact that Congress designed the Paycheck Protection Program very hastily. So last spring, when the pandemic was taking hold in the country, lawmakers were thinking about how do we get the money out as quickly as possible. And they didn't necessarily foresee all these problems that came up as the program continued. Problems for the very small businesses, problems for businesses in underserved communities and Black-owned businesses and minority-owned businesses. And so they've just basically been playing catch-up since the program program started, trying to address the concerns that have emerged as the program has continued.
So we have all this money, more than $100 billion still untapped. The administration is trying to reach all these smaller businesses. Meanwhile, the whole Paycheck Protection Program is scheduled to close down on March 31st, about 2.5 weeks from now. Any talk of extensions?
So certainly lenders, small business advocates, the accounting community, they are calling on Congress to extend the program because in part of these changes, right? There's just not that much time for small businesses and the lenders themselves to digest these changes and get them out there to let businesses know that these changes are now available to better help them. And so you do have a lot of people who are calling for the program to be extended. Another thing that's good to note is that the change to the loan calculation formula is not retroactive. So if a sole proprietor or independent contractor has already been approved for a Paycheck Protection Program loan, and they now see, oh, the loan calculation formula could have made me eligible for even more money. Unfortunately, they're out of luck. They can't go back and request more money. So there are some issues with these changes that the lending community and small businesses themselves are flagging.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Amara Omokwe. Amara, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And before we go, tax season is upon us. Doing your taxes has never been simple, but this year promises to be especially tricky for many taxpayers. 2020 brought all manner of unique tax situations, from accounting for stimulus and unemployment checks to new work from home arrangements and the rise of retail trading. So all of next week, we'll be bringing you a special series of episodes. Our team of tax reporters will be here with answers to some of the thorniest tax questions coming out of an exceptionally unusual year. On Monday, we'll tackle stimulus checks and your tax return.
You can really think of it as like just like a tax refund that you get is not taxable income. These payments from the federal government are not, for federal purposes, taxable income.
It's tax week on Your Money Briefing, all next week, right here in your podcast feed. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.